I'm Nathan Orient. I'm a senior at Brooks Catholic High School, and I am a distinguished honors student who participates in both track and cross country. I do a lot with diocesan band and choir. I'm involved in the musical programs here at school, and I'm a Boy Scout.
And I also want to point out that you are on the cusp of being an Eagle Scout. Is that correct?
Yes. So I just need a board of review done, which I'm in the process of scheduling with the district, and then I will officially be an Eagle Scout.
You mentioned your theatrical career. You were Shrek in the musical Shrek. You were the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, which we're going to talk about. But how do you get involved in theater?
So I started young. My parents had me doing vagabond choir or theaters near my old house. And so it's always been something I've had an inclination towards. And then when I got up to the high school, Mr. Rico reached out to me because he reached out to all of the people at the feeder schools. And he asked if I would be interested in joining. And it was an opportunity that I was really looking forward to. And it's been a great decision that I've really enjoyed.
You were the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, as I mentioned. The costuming was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I got the privilege of wearing a full hard body costume where I had a plastic chest piece and like hard arms and legs. So it looked incredible. It was all silver. I had my face painted. I had the whole hat. And the only downside was that it was quite uncomfortable to wear, and I would wait until the last possible minute to put it on. And we actually had to use a stunt double for the last scene because I wasn't going to be able to get the costume off in time to change.
Well, Mr. Orient has a stunt double in high school. Okay. But you say last minute. There had to be some sort of prep time to get that on.
Oh, absolutely. So in the musical, they start out as farmhands. So I would wear the farmhand costume for the whole intro to the show. And then as soon as I came off, I would run backstage. And then I'd stand there, I'd change into the like gray underwear they had me wearing underneath it. And I literally had three people putting the costume on me. They were like buckling straps over my shoulders and around my arms. It took probably 15, 20 minutes to get into the costume and get my face painted and makeup and everything.
What was more difficult? The responsibility of being the lead of Shrek in Shrek the Musical or being the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz?
I would definitely say that Shrek was a little bit more difficult because it was my first time stepping up into a lead role, and I really had a lot in that show because I had I had seven songs, whereas in The Wizard of Oz I had two or three. But getting to do The Wizard of Oz and have my like the other co-leads do it with me was a great experience that I really enjoyed, where it was more of a like shared role, whereas I had the Cowardly Lion and the Scarecrow, so I really got to share that experience more so than just like being the focal lead.
So this brings us to your singing career. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I started in choir at Twin Valley in fifth grade, and I sing low baritone to bass depending on the arrangement. But I kind of started singing through theater and then choir after that. And I found a lot of enjoyment in choir, especially doing like arranged pieces with full choirs. I am a big fan of lower voices and like more like male quartets type singing. So like barbershop quartets, those kind of bass-centered songs is something I'm a big fan of.
The student rector, Brooks Catholic, in the retreats, tell me about that.
So we run this retreat called Kairos, which is run at a lot of local churches. It's not unique to Brooks Catholic. We pick 6 to 7 leaders each year out of the applicant pool, and the teachers and administrators pick them. And out of those leaders, one leader is picked to be the student rector, who helps the adult rector to run the retreat. So I was responsible for helping to organize people. I was responsible for getting people where they needed to go, keeping us on schedule, setting up for things in advance. But I really got to connect with a wider amount of the youth that went on the retreat. We had 43 youth from our school come on the retreat, which is more than we've had in the past 3 retreats combined. And I got to connect with so many people, and I got to form a lot of really great relationships. And I very highly recommend the program.
I find this interesting because you're also an alto sax player, vice president of Tri-M Honors Music Society, tying back into your musical career. After you get your 2 hours of sleep a night, you're also a cross-country runner, a district qualifier. It's interesting because everything else is group-oriented, But the sport that you choose, especially cross country, is alone and you and your mind and your body.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. Cross country is a very interesting sport in that it's very individualized and it's a very team-centered sport at the same time. So while when I'm running my race, I'm by myself and I'm focused on my race and my race alone, once I finish, I'm very reliant on my team and their points to actually win the meet. So I could win a race, and then if my team isn't there to support me, I could lose the meet as a team. So getting to really focus on myself as an individual while still knowing, hey, I've got guys around me that can support me, and I really enjoy the people I get to spend time with on the cross-country team. And they've been a great help, and I've really gotten to develop as a runner and as a person, just getting to focus on myself while learning to work together.
Do you take that time while you're running kind of to reorganize your life and just kind of get things straightened out in your head?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. So I do a lot. So getting to go for a run is it's a nice constant where it's like, okay, I've got this like 30, 45 minutes where I'm going to go out, I'm going to run 5 miles. And during that time period, I don't have to worry about any of my other responsibilities. I kind of get to reorganize my mind. I get to kind of calm down. It's a very relaxing type of thing for me where I really get to sort myself straight. And then I can come back at the rest of the things in my life with a more organized perspective.
Nathan Orient from Berks Catholic, one of our outstanding students. He will be attending Kutztown in the fall. He's going to be a biology pre-med major in the honors program. The goal is to work in pediatric medicine. I don't want to go there yet because you'll get there eventually. I want to stay right here in the present. Tell me a little bit about the memories you're going to take as you pick up that diploma in a couple weeks.
So I've had a lot of really great experiences throughout my high school career. And one of which was going to districts with my cross country team my sophomore year. It was the last time that we qualified as a team. We haven't done so since. And it was so much fun getting to go up with 6 other runners. We got to go up for the day. We go up to Big Springs High School. We got to go to Red Robin on our way back. It was just an absolutely great experience getting, especially the bus rides on the way home, getting to play football after we finished our races. It was just a lot of fun that I've really enjoyed. And we had a full house for the opening night of Shrek the Musical, which when they open the curtains and I'm standing there right on stage and I look out and it's just a full house. It was like a little terrifying, but it was really like encouraging at the same time because it's like, oh, I've got all these people here that are just here to support me. They're here to see what I have to do. And it was really a great experience.
Now we can move forward in life a little bit as you work on getting into pediatric medicine. Running is something you can always do. You find time to do that. But tell me about the acting. Is it something you still want to continue?
Yeah, absolutely. If I have a time for it, I would very much like to get involved with local theaters, stuff like that, where I can still continue it because it's something that I genuinely do love to do. It's a lot of fun. It's really an engaging experience where I get to really pretend almost and I get to just exist. And it's really, I will keep doing it if I have the opportunity, if I find a local theater that I'm able to go to with my schedule.
A conversation with Berks Catholic's Nathan Orient, our Berks and Beyond outstanding student.